This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Are you friendly to others? Do you have a friendly attitude? I spoke about this yesterday morning. Hope that you're with me. And then I want to take it a bit further today. It's not what you say, it's your attitude. Have you heard people say that? Being friendly. The Bible says, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. That's in Philippians 2, verse 5. In other words, life is not just about you. And some people think, well, hang on, I'm the most important person around here. It's not about others. But actually, I'm sorry, the Bible says that you should look out for other people, making an effort, getting to know others, being open to people. So my question is, are you an open and friendly person? Now, friendliness takes getting outside of what makes me feel comfortable and doing what makes others feel liked. It's not about me. But talking to someone I don't know, well, that makes me feel uncomfortable. People say that. They're actually admitting that they're focused on themselves because I think it says I am more concerned with my need to feel comfortable than I am in that other person. Why don't you speak first? Don't wait for the other person to speak. Friendly people are known as people who speak first, who take that first step. It's probably the definition of friendliness is to speak first and to act friendly even when you don't feel like it. It's not about being insincere about this. It's being truthful. It might feel awkward and you say, well, it's not me, I'm just too shy, but we can learn the skill. Speak clearly. You ever noticed how someone who's the life of the party, for example, speaks loud, or that person is clear? You don't have to be the life of the party, but you do need to be heard. So speak up. Speak in complete sentences. You know, try and put your words together so that you're actually saying something. And when you're not sure what to say, the best thing, of course, is to ask questions. What have you been doing today? And then, of course, being a good listener. I've spoken about this before. Instead of planning what you're going to say next, listen to what the other person is saying. Ask questions. And there's a tremendous verse in Romans 12:15 in the Bible. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. In other words, it's saying, take a genuine interest in what other people are feeling. Don't put yourself down. Sometimes we feel and we struggle with the concept of inadequacy. And some people will put themselves down just to get it over and done with, so they don't have to take and make the effort. We all have weaknesses, and sometimes we feel inadequate, but don't put yourself down. Allow yourself to speak clearly to other people and to carry your end of the load. In other words, take the initiative and make a step towards other people. And if you're a young person, be friendly to adults. If an older person speaks to you, don't just look at them as if they're from some other planet. Speak back to them. One way, of course, is to ask how they are. In the Decision magazine, there was an editorial that says this: friendships don't just happen, they have to be cultivated. We've got to work at them. They're not built on just talking, they are built on giving, not just for the good times. Friends are there for the bad times as well. We don't hide our needs from a true friend. Of course, it is a great thing to have a friend that you can speak to. The Bible says in Proverbs 27:10, do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family. Why? Because you might need that person. And the value of friends is one of the most important things that can happen. True friendship. It involves a relationship. Many people say, well, he's a good friend of mine, and yet they never take much time to spend quality time with that friend. And so it does. It takes time. It takes honesty. Can I say finally that Jesus is our best friend, and Jesus is there. He makes a bond with us, and he says, I will never leave you, I'll never forsake you. How wonderful to know that Jesus is our friend. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be friendly, to be approachable, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.